It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 19th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 1% at $65,386. ETH is up 0.5% at $3,112. Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $561. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. Well, crypto liquidations have spiked, totaling over $290 million. Bitcoin saw over $108 million in liquidations as it dipped below $60,000, but then rebounded, struggling to stay above $64,000. The upcoming halving event, less than 100 blocks away, may influence Bitcoin's price, with analysts suggesting a potential bullish trend post-halving amid geopolitical uncertainties. Macro factors like political tensions and rising national debts may continue to affect short-term price performance, according to Coinbase analyst David Hahn. Well, Crypto.com is denying reports of delays in its South Korean market entry, affirming plans to launch retail trading services as scheduled on April 29th. Despite local media suggesting regulatory obstacles due to a leadership transition delay, the company says there is no impact on its launch. Binance is reportedly facing similar challenges, seeking approval for its ownership transfer in local exchange GoPax amid concerns over its legal issues in the U.S. Despite obstacles, Crypto.com and Binance remain determined to navigate South Korea's regulatory landscape and establish their presence in the country. Well, Kraken has acquired TradeStation's crypto division as part of its expansion efforts in the United States. The acquired company holds money transmitting licenses in over 40 states. While the acquisition was confirmed by Kraken, the exact closing date remains undisclosed. Kraken aims to broaden its U.S. services, aligning with its strategy of expanding globally, including recent licenses obtained in European markets. TradeStation Crypto's licenses cover 47 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, meeting regulatory requirements for crypto exchanges operating in the U.S. Well, Avraham Eisenberg has been found guilty of fraud charges linked to the Mango Markets exploit, with a reported loss of over $110 million. The exploit occurred in October 2022 when the price of the platform's native token, Mango, was artificially inflated. Eisenberg, who was convicted in New York, faces charges including commodities fraud, commodities manipulation, and wire fraud. The trial lasted over a week, with Eisenberg's defense claiming his actions were part of a legal trading strategy, while prosecutors labeled them as fraud. Evidence in the trial showed Eisenberg searching for terms related to market manipulation and FBI surveillance. And finally, Coinbase is ditching its Hudson Yards space for a larger one in Manhattan's Flatiron District at One Madison. The move comes as part of a new 11-year lease agreement, doubling its workspace size. Coinbase's headcount has remained steady this year. It's uncertain if they'll break their Hudson Yards lease or wait for it to end. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.